For the past 25 years at the Irish Raptor Research Centre in South Sligo, Lothar Muscatat has put on displays of eagles, hawks, falcons and vultures. But now he has announced that it is to close. There were up to 450 birds in the sanctuary at peak times. The good news is that he has found homes for many of his birds and is going to keep some, including a pair of breeding golden eagles. When Lorna Siggins visited him, she found him in the middle of giving a snack to a pet rook named Callie.
I'm now 3 pairs of glasses short. I don't know how many biros, and now he opened my document folder and carried documents, important documents, away, or he ripped them into bits. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And he destroyed a coffee machine, my computer.
One rook.
One rook, yeah. Yeah. Last year, Storm Katrina. And a lot of young birds were blown out of the nest. Most of them were badly injured or dead already. But only one was in perfect order, only very bit hypothermic. This very rook, just a handful of bird. And my partner walked through the woods there. And, oh, baby! So I told her how to rear this rook, and this rook is now her darling, yeah. He's always sitting on her shoulder, he's flying after her, he's following into the house, which is not a good idea, yeah. But when he eventually destroyed my computer, yeah, within minutes, yeah, it's a laptop with a keyboard,
yes.
Yeah? Yeah, and he actually went with his beak under the keys and, yeah.
And have you been able to find a cache, like where he's hiding everything?
No, one of the glasses I found underneath the tree.
Right,
because
yeah.
Because sometimes he carries them up there. The smaller things he buries somewhere.
Does he? Right, it's
He likes rings, he likes things of value.
Yeah.
This rook costs a lot of nerves.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So he's an intelligent bird, I suppose.
Absolutely. Oh, he's so intelligent.
Is he one of the most intelligent birds?
Yeah.
The rook.
The rooks, the corvids in general, together with some parrot species. There was research done on not the European rooks, but related species from abroad. Food was hidden somewhere which only could be reached with one long, thin tool. And the researchers left some things lying around. And this corvid-related bird actually made a tool out of timber, made it, just a long thing, to take it and poke it in and poke the food and pull it out. So we think, oh, only humans are able to make tools and think, it had to think, okay, how do I get it? I make a tool that matches this job.
So it thought about it.
Yeah.
Have you seen intelligence in other bird species then?
Oh yeah, I mean these caracaras, the one that's just flying towards us.
Yeah.
They're equally intelligent. They are called Johnny Rook on the Falkland Islands. That's where they are native to. Because they are, like the rooks, intelligent and explorative.
You came from a research background when you started here.
Yeah, yeah. No, my wife and myself worked as researchers and consultants. My wife also a teacher in a school. I lectured at the university. That was our former life in Germany. We came to Ireland originally to retire 25 years ago. We bought this place about 30 years ago. We brought a few birds of prey with us to do a little bit of research on a very small scale and private scale only, nothing big, but we thought farming only or retirement only would not really satisfy us. So we wanted to keep the brain working. I think we brought 22 birds of prey with us by that time. And then the neighbors called in and saw the birds. They were interested, and I could realize that people are fascinated by birds of prey. And in 2000, the Golden Eagle Trust launched a reintroduction program of golden eagles. And we thought, okay, why shouldn't we use our birds here to support this reintroduction program, inform people about birds of prey, win hearts for them, tell people that birds of prey are not mad killers, that they don't kill each and every lamb they see or carry babies away and whatever these stories are. It was just a snowball that was growing bigger and bigger, and in the peak time we had more than 450 birds and animals here out of 100 different species with 14 people working here at a time. So it was kind of big enterprise, yeah. It was never meant to be a business, and it was never a business, but it paid eventually for itself.
So a lot of children, including my own, now adults maybe, know an awful lot more about birds of prey, thanks to you and your family.
Yeah, this was actually our aim. That's why we did that. As I said, winning hearts. And I mean, if we only reach 10% of these 20,000 visitors we had here per year, if these 10% did not pull the trigger or did not leave poison outside, made a big difference. And I really hope it was more than these 10%.
While there was great sadness at last month's announcement that Eagles Flying was closing, Lothar has had many offers to take his birds, and he plans to rehome most of them in Ireland at several falconries and a new sanctuary planned for County Galway. He is also holding on to some of his birds, including several Himalayan vultures and a pair of golden eagles who, as he showed me, are very busy guarding a nest. So it's a treehouse.
It's quite a solid treehouse, yeah? She's in the back, sitting on the nest, obviously.
Right, so we don't want to disturb her.
No, no.
It would upset her if
she
went
jumps
around.
Up and breaks the egg or so, that would be a pity.
Oh, right, so we don't want
possibly
to disturb
her. Possibly they have actually more than one egg. She's very protective. She would kill anybody who comes near.
She would kill you if you
She
went
would
in.
Definitely kill me, or anybody else going in there. She is a very impulsive girl anyway. And now, as she is protecting the nest and possibly her egg or offspring, she wouldn't know any pardon.
Right.
And the golden eagles have massive claws, 3 inches long.
What would they go for first, your neck?
The head.
Oh, the head.
And if she grabs your head, you don't consider a pension anymore.
That's it. Your lunch. Lunch
no, I
and
mean,
dinner.
Yeah. But I said, that's not aggressive or vicious. They protect their babies. Yeah,
yeah, it's impressive.
Let's say, if we keep clear in the wild from the nest of any bird, any animal, they leave us alone. They only protect themselves and their loved ones, but they would never attack for no reason.
Right, so he's flying around on a sort of sentry duty, is he?
He's flying around because he's a little bit concerned now of us.
Okay.
He is very friendly, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I used to carry him around standing on my head.
Beautiful bird, isn't he? Beautiful.
They really are stunning creatures, but my God, don't mess with the golden eagle. Lothar Muscatat and Lorna Siggins there in Sligo.